Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great week. It's almost over, but we're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk Live. Welcome to the show. So glad you're here, here on America Voice Radio. We are going to be talking, first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the new delivery systems that are coming out on the market for your supplements. So, you know, capsules and tablets, kind of old and passe. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, the second part of the show, we have scheduled a special guest, Dr. Christine Horner, who is a surgeon, author. She's going to give us the lowdown, hoedown on some of the medical tests to see if what kind of risks we're at when we have, you know, those tests that determine if we got cancer, for instance. So we're going to talk with her the second part of the show. And don't forget, we're going to be on August. By the time you blink your eyes. And let's see, Christine's going to be with me also on the 4th of August on GCN, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you miss the show, go there. And also coming up on the 21st of August, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be right here with us on American Voice Radio. So we got lots to talk about. And we do have a quack report, but before we do that, big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for all the righteous men and women in uniform who dedicate themselves and put their lives on the line. Let's lift them up in prayer and God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're hitting the knees, pray for America. America needs help. America needs direction. America needs righteous leadership. And let's ask the Lord for that. If it be His will, it will be done. Mind the time, though. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What are we at in the quacker? Apparently, American fast food hitting the Asian continent, creating some disease. Foreigners who adopt our American fast food lifestyle in place of their own native foods, guess what? Their rates of chronic disease have gone up. Actually, they've skyrocketed, including East and Southeast Asia. They got diabetes and heart disease off the charts there. Yeah, they're driving to the drive-thru. That's why. Yeah, a recent study that was published in the Journal of Circulation says the globalization continues and we're ushering U.S.-style fast food into the East Asian countries like Singapore, Malaysia, Cambodia. And the natives there, usually the younger generation, they're adopting the hamburger and fries instead of their traditional fare. And so a team of researchers from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, they analyzed some data on about 60,000 people in Singapore that were of Chinese descent. And they started this research back in the 1990s. Okay, and what they found was of the participants who were between the ages of 45 and 74 that were in the study at the very beginning, 1,397 died of cardiac arrest. By the end of the study, they were dead, see. 2,252 developed type 2 diabetes. So they were eating that fast food two, maybe even more times a week. So those who ate the American-style fast food four or more times a week were worse and, of course, didn't last, obviously. So it's only the American style fast food that was linked to this disease uptick, because other fast food chains, they're like dim sum noodles, dumplings, you know, didn't appear to increase the risk of chronic disease. So, interesting. Fast food, American fast food. Huh. Sounds like it should come with a warning label. All right, what else we have? Let's see. Well, President Obama, he kind of weighed in on the unfortunate Colorado Batman movie shooting. In the aftermath of Aurora, Colorado's Batman movie theater shooting, President Obama kind of chimed in on the gun control debate. He said, every day, the number of young people we lose to violence is about the same as the number of people we lost in the movie theater. For every Columbine or Virginia Tech, there are dozens gunned down on the streets of Colorado and Atlanta. Well, what the president didn't say was that for every day, 290 people are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs. That's the conservative number that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. What about that, Mr. President? Also, the Journal of the American Medical Association, you can check it out yourself, volume 284, July 26, 2000. Dr. Barbara Starfield, medical doctor, authored a study, John Hopson School of Hygiene and Public Health. And the study, 12 years old, mind you, drug deaths rose considerably since this study came out. But right then, when she published it, it was 106,000 deaths a year from drugs, the FDA-approved prescription meds. So, hello, to reach this number from outbreaks of violent shootings, we'd have to have an Aurora, Colorado Batman movie massacre take place every hour of every day, 365 days a year, for that to match death by prescription drugs. So if a massacre of people using slugs of lead is bad, why is a massacre of people using deadly chemicals perfectly okay? That's just the question. What else we have in the quack report? Monsanto is suing DuPont uh-oh, here's the GMO wars right here in front and center. Monsanto is suing their largest rival, DuPont, for what the company says are violations of a licensing agreement established between the two companies back in 2002. At the very same time, DuPont is suing Monsanto for allegedly illegally withholding important details from a federal patent office about its Roundup Ready traits, as well as engaging in anti-competitive business practices and restricting competitive agriculture. Wow. DuPont's Pioneer Hybrid Division, maybe you didn't know this, it produces seeds, and several years ago tried to develop its own genetically modified soybean known as Optium GAT. It was to rival the Monsanto's Roundup Ready GM soy product. Well, Optium GAT failed to perform, so DuPont added Monsanto's Roundup Ready trait to it. And it did not come to light until 2009. So Monsanto initiated a legal action against DuPont for using its Roundup Ready trait in violation of an established licensing agreement between them, which prohibited DuPont's creation of GM soy products containing multiple GM traits. Well, here we go. DuPont, in its own defense, says Monsanto Roundup Ready patent is unenforceable because it was not properly obtained, something about they didn't disclose pertinent details in the patent filing on the Roundup Ready seeds. So DuPont's alleging Monsanto lied to the federal government in order to get the patent. Well, a trial is expected to last several weeks. It began on the 9th. So if they don't settle out of court, Monsanto's Roundup Ready patent could end up being declared null and void, which would be a significant victory for food freedom. What else do we have? Last but not least in the Quack Report, do you know the difference between natural and organic foods? Okay, we're going to tell you. When it comes to natural or organic, there is a difference. One is strictly regulated and the other one is not. So an organic label will actually mean the product is regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It means it's grown without toxic chemicals, synthetic pesticides, herbicides, GMOs, antibiotics, artificial growth hormones. Whereas a natural is a bit more lax and open. Natural just means that, well, it's not strictly defined or regulated. It could mean that it doesn't contain preservatives, or it could mean that it was minimally processed. It could mean that it even contains toxic chemicals and GMOs. So go for the organic rather than the natural, because there's a lot of companies slamming natural all over their, you know, products. And it really doesn't mean anything. Not really. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the new delivery vehicles for your supplements, because I've been in the supplement industry for about 12 years, and way back in the 1990s, I kind of understood how important the process of nutrient delivery was. Now, since then, the supplement industry has gone a little bit high-tech, and it's developing new ways to deliver your vitamins. So consumers are demanding more performance from their supplements, and how the supplement is made, what delivery system is used, you know, what form the supplement is in, and how the consumer uses it is all on the table. So let's take a look at some of the changes that the supplement industry is making to try to keep customers happy. Apparently, people don't like the pills. No more pills. The market research is showing that consumers prefer to get their supplements in another form other than a pill. The capsule or the tablet is more cost-effective for budget-conscious consumers. However, those that can afford getting their supplements in a different delivery system will pay extra for it. And why is that? Well, this is the age of knowledge, and consumers are doing their homework, and they are aware that some supplements are more complex and can deliver more. And some ingredients deliver their nutrition to the body more efficiently as a water-soluble liquid, and some are more suited as a stable solid. So consumers can purchase their vitamins and their minerals in liquid concentrates, in sachet powders, in mixes, gummy bear chewables, in beverages, and even in a thin oral strip or film like a breath mint. Well, let's look at these different delivery systems and the challenges that the supplement industry is facing with them, because the supplement industry must maneuver the complexities of the high-tech manufacturing processes. So let's look at the pros and cons of several of the supplement delivery systems that are now available. The smoothies, the liquids, the, you know, ready-made mixed beverages, smoothies, very popular way to deliver nutrition, and a stable supplement powder can be added to a beverage. That's a big plus. But if you buy a supplement beverage product already mixed, you must be aware of preservatives and pasteurization processes. So nutrients tend to be heat sensitive, and keeping a beverage stable is a big challenge. Then there are the powder sachets, the effervescent types of powders and things like that. So this is a very portable way to transport supplements. You could take it to work, to school. A little tiny sachet packet or a powder, a stick full of powdered mix can, you know, fit into your pocket, your purse, your book bag. So if you get the effervescent types, they have more of a limited application. They're used strictly in juice or water, whereas the sachet powders, they can be added to soups and even yogurts as well as other beverages. But the downside is that these products must be used once they are open because they are sensitive to humidity. They also have a limited shelf life. So these products lend themselves to high-dose ingredients and are more expensive to manufacture, and therefore, they're only going to be offered in limited amounts, like 7 to 10 doses, and that's to keep the prices reasonable. Then there's the gummies. Now, these are very soft, chewy supplements, which, you know, resemble candy more than a vitamin, and they are popular with children, young adults, athletes, and the elderly who cannot swallow pills. So this delivery system can also have gel inside and are sensitive to high doses and can mask the taste of supplements. But they are very sensitive to heat, especially during production, and therefore heat-sensitive ingredients are not well suited for this type of delivery system, and they also have a very limited shelf life. Then there's that oral strip, that film. Getting your vitamins this way, very trendy, but expensive. Not many companies are producing their product this way. The equipment to manufacture high-tech oral strips lends itself to low-dose types of supplements. There's a complex polymer that has to be used to stabilize the product, and the packaging is more expensive to preserve the finished product. So as you can deduce, the challenge for big supplement manufacturers is to produce a high-performance product at low cost. So in the current economy, big supplement companies, they're looking hard at the reduction in delivery areas of their budgets, and more of them are looking at ingredient suppliers to cut their costs. So they're looking at synthetic and GMO ingredients as an option. So consumers need to watch out that their supplement doesn't take on a mere nutrient equality of a fortified breakfast cereal. So you got to watch that. Watch it. So what consumers want? Well, consumers don't want artificial, GMO, or synthetic ingredients. They want organic, natural, and sometimes even kosher ingredients. They don't want big horse pills, and they want smaller delivery systems for easier consumption and absorption. So consumers want their cake and eat it too, but in the real world, there's trade-offs. So the supplement industry has a production model that it goes by. It factors in the cost of the ingredients, the delivery system to keep the product stable, and the packaging materials. So the cheapest way to produce supplements is in a pill or capsule form. However, the delivery system is the delivery system and the efficiency is not quite ideal. So consumers want nutrients that are easy to take, have fast absorption, and contain high doses. So American consumers, you should count yourself as lucky that you have a variety of supplements to choose from. The people of Southeast Asia, the Indonesians, they have to put up with substandard supplement products. Their middle and upper class income consumers. They are looking for superior supplements, and they're willing to pay for them. Unfortunately, they need to import them, and they're required to go through the burdensome process of applying for a license from the Ministry of Health in order to request them. There's a little history, though, I want you to be aware. We can learn a lot from history, and it teaches us that when it comes to nutrition, the less we do to it, the better it is. Now, our foods contain nutrition and the medicinal compounds that we find in bitter herbs and plants. And, of course, you know, Confucius said good medicine always tastes bitter. So do you think you can get strong medicinal compounds in a gummy soft gel? Even if you could, how would you know if it tastes like candy? It is time that we take a practical, simple approach to our nutritional supplements. So get as much nutrition as you can in your organic food sources, and if you must supplement, use a powdered, mixed, or an aged concentrate, preferably cold-pressed. And these delivery forms will have as little processing as possible, but still preserve the essential nutrients you need for easy absorption. Fast-acting, too, as well. Now, the old tried and true always still produces a superior product. So when you start with a true organic ingredient and use a cold press process after you age the herb liquid, you can produce a superior potent liquid that's easy to ingest and absorb. So the nutrition is in the system within 60 seconds. So if you're using an organic powdered mix, a proper storage is going to be important, and you will find some very helpful supplement information under healthy guidelines at thepowerherbs.com. This is a new section that we continue to add to, and this is all very important stuff to know regarding supplements, buying them, storing them, what to look for, and so forth and so on, and, you know, mistakes people make when they use their supplements and how you can avoid some of those things. New information, like I said, is going to be added to the area weekly, so that you can be a savvy consumer out there, make some really great choices. You can also find organic, naturally aged, and cold-pressed herb liquids there on the powerherbs.com website, as well as powdered mixes. So Apothecary Herbs makes all the products from certified organic ingredients. They have a money-back guarantee, and they also offer product support. So you can call, ask them about their immune-boosting formulas, their calcium and heart formulas, their vitamin, minerals, and amino acid mixes, and their organ cleansing. Cleanse and nourish, and you got most things taken care of, and I think, I'm pretty sure, that Dr. Horner, who's coming up here in the next second half of the show, is going to agree with that. You are what you eat. Toll-free number for the people at Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit the website thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they do have, for a limited time, you'll receive a free Power Herbs ebook. It's almost a 400-page ebook filled with herb secrets, an herb symptom reference guide, tons of information, and lots of tips on organ cleansing for your safety and success. And it's $14.99 value, and it's free when you purchase a Power Herb kit, which has 13 formulas in it, or a pandemic kit. So check it out. You'll get a free Power Herbs ebook when you purchase one of those kits. And, of course, that's also online, and it's also mentioned in the new product catalog. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Call and get your free product catalog today at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, coming up real soon here, we're going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner, and we have some interesting questions for her. And basically, you know, we're going to talk about the medical tests that, you know, people are typically recommended to get by their medical doctors for things like breast cancer, prostate cancer, whatever. So we're going to talk about that. But if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll remember that not too long ago, I mentioned that the folks up in Canada, Windsor University, Windsor, Canada, they were dealing with some cancer patients there, you know, specifically leukemia. And they found that when their patients had certain herb teas, that they got better. They just got better. So one of the biochemists, Cimmerian Pandey, she was kind of skeptical, but she tested the herbs, one in particular, dandelion root, and she found that, it does have cancer-fighting abilities. It does destroy leukemia. So she went on to test it against other cancer cells, and she was just astonished to find that it kills all cancer. So that weed that most Americans get that Roundup from Monsanto and spray it with to kill it is a cancer herb, okay? If you don't want cancer, dandelion root. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, my yard doesn't have that much dandelion in it, so how much root can I possibly harvest? Well, this is true. So you know what? You can just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they've got dandelion root in several of their products. Their cleanses, they have a blood cleanse, they have a liver cleanse. So you have dandelion root, and you can cleanse the organs and preserve yourself from all kinds of things, like cancer. And it's easy to do. God's herbs are good. He put them here. Herbs are here for the service of man. He said that, not me. I believe him. And so if you'd like to learn more, go to the powerherbs.com website and check out that healthy guidelines section. You'll learn tons of stuff there. And, of course, you can always request a free product catalog and get on your way. Get used to using these herbs. You can jump right in there and get a starter kit. The Power Herb Kit's a great little starter kit with 13 formulas with a master sheet, and you'll learn how to use the formulas individually and in combos together for different things. And, of course, you could get a pandemic kit if you're worried about the pre-pandemic we were hearing about. And, of course, there is some starter stock-up packages, too, under the Vitamin Vault area. So if you're looking to, stock up on emergency health formulas, medicine's not going to be available all the time if we have a problem in this nation. So you might want to, stock up with some things and learn how to use them. And that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They make the products. They give you the instructions. And they're there for product support, too, by phone or email. So learn now all that you can, because there may be coming a time when you can't get anything. And hopefully I'm wrong about that. Hopefully I am wrong. So we're going to ask Dr. Horner about this when we come back from the break. And also coming up next week, we're also going to be talking about some natural antiviral weapons. Yeah, you can power up your arsenal and make yourself 10 times stronger against viruses. How would you like to do that? Well, you can. It's not hard to do. And it's all natural and organic. And so we're going to talk about that next week. And if you have a health topic that you would like me to cover, hey, don't hesitate to drop me an email, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, or just send it off the website, thepowerherbs.com, and I'll get it. And we will try to work that into the show. And, of course, Dr. Carly's going to be with us, too, the third Tuesday of the month. If you have questions for her, you can certainly email them to me or call into the show anytime. And those of you that have family and friends that would love to hear the show but don't have satellite, they can call on their phone. They can. On the phone bridge, 704-772-7627. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now, I
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And you know what? There are many medical tests out there that may not be healthy for you. You know, the tests that they usually ask you to get to determine if you have cancer. So we have a special guest with us to answer some of those questions. We have Dr. Christine Horner, who is a nationally known surgeon and author and professional speaker. She's board certified, the National Board of Surgery and the National Board of Plastic Surgery, and is recognized as a leader in her field. She was inspirational and instrumental in a national campaign to pass laws requiring insurance companies to pay for breast reconstruction following mastectomy. And she is the author of Waking the Warrior Goddess, Dr. Christine Horner's program to protect against and fight breast cancer. And she's one of the country's leading authorities on breast cancer prevention, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Horner. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's my pleasure.
Well, you have some interesting things here that your publicist sent over regarding what it is you do. I think we're going to talk about these annual screenings that most people go, their insurance companies encourage them to go get those screenings for, you know, colon cancer, the colonoscopy, the prostate and breast cancer treatments. So what should we know about those types of screening procedures?
Well, the Western model, you know, tells us that we need to get these screening tools done, and there's been a lot of controversy, if you've been listening to the news at all, about all these various different committees that are getting together and suddenly deciding that they changed their recommendations, that maybe you shouldn't get mammograms, for instance, every year, now every 2 years, maybe you shouldn't get screened until after 50, then the same thing with the PSA tests, which test for prostate cancer. There's controversy about that, too, about maybe older men don't need to get PSAs done because prostate cancer is so slow growing in them. But, you know, it leaves everybody thinking, okay, what are we supposed to do? And then, you know, a lot of problems with these tests, too, are that they pick up problems after we already have them. So they're really not preventative in any way. And I lost my mom to breast cancer back in 1994, and I was watching my patients get younger and younger and younger, and finally I was doing breast reconstruction on women in their 20s, and I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. There's got to be something that women can do and men can do to dramatically lower the risk of getting prostate, colon cancer, breast cancer, which are major cancers, and they're all similar because they're hormonally driven. So what increases the risk of one will increase the risk of others, and what decreases the risk of one will decrease the risk of others. But basically, I went through the medical literature, and I instantly found thousands of studies that show exactly why we have an epidemic of these diseases and all the things that we're doing that increase the risk and all the things that we traditionally don't do in this culture that are highly protective. And they were all natural. So food, supplements, herbs, lifestyle activities, even the thoughts that we think, you know, have a big influence. And these were none of these things I was taught in medical school or in my surgical training. So I am now on a mission to let everybody know about these things because there's so many things we can do that are simple and can dramatically cut the risk.
Well, I totally agree with you, and you've said now we have a problem of overdiagnosis when it comes to these types of procedures. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, with the mammograms, you know, what we find is that they're extremely inaccurate. So they will pick up all sorts of things, and they'll say, oh, you've got a problem here. You need to go in and get a biopsy done. So needless to say, the woman they say that to starts to have an emotional freak out, and there's all these additional medical costs to go in and get further testing or biopsies done. And so mammograms are actually wrong 80% of the time. So there's 1 million breast biopsies done in the United States every year, and 800,000 of them are unnecessary. So clearly there's a need to have a better screening tool. Same kind of goes for the PSA test. It's not very what we call specific. So it will pick up or it will rise in all sorts of different conditions that are not prostate cancer and can lead to these unnecessary biopsies. And colonoscopies, although they will pick up these polyps, which are in a precancerous state, and we can actually prevent colon cancer from happening with that particular test, but the recommendations that used to be given have it happening far more frequently than what is recommended now. So if you have a normal colonoscopy, you have your original one done when you're age 50, then you actually don't need another one for 10 years is what we found. But again, the best approach is prevention.
Well, you've said that the biggest drawback of screenings, these types of screenings, is that they are used not to find problems. They're there to find problems, but not to prevent them. So they're not a preventative. And
correct.
Didn't you say, I think in your literature somewhere, you said that some of the, like the mammogram screenings can actually, you know, put you at risk of getting breast cancer? Is there a lot of radiation coming off of there?
Correct. So mammograms produce radiation, which we know is one of the contributors for breast cancer. So it's really an irony then to have what we call the screening tool that's supposed to save your life when, in fact, it can increase your risk of developing the same disease it's supposed to, you know, pick up on. And so many people rely on, you know, their mammograms. Oh, my mammogram's okay, so, you know, I don't have cancer. And that can, in fact, not be true, because in 20 to 30% of cancers are missed by mammograms because they have to produce calcium. And so a woman will think, oh, I'm fine, when in fact she may have a tumor there, so it can lead to delayed diagnosis. So again, there's all sorts of problems with these screening tools. Thermography, which is an infrared picture of the breast, so it's simply a picture, it doesn't have any radiation, and it doesn't cause any problems, gives us a snapshot of the physiology of the breast, not the anatomy, but the physiology, meaning how it's functioning. And so it will pick up blood vessels that are abnormal and produce an abnormal amount of heat, which is what we see before a tumor actually forms. And in
isn't that inflammation, Dr. Horner?
Well, you know, that's one of the causes of it, but before you actually get a tumor that forms, you have these new blood vessels that grow into the area, and they're not normal. They grow in abnormal patterns and produce an abnormal amount of heat, and it's all a process to bring more nutrients to support the tumor cells. Inflammation is something that contributes to every single chronic disease, so it's a big contributor to breast, prostate, and colon cancer. If we cut inflammation using an anti-inflammatory, and you can use herbal anti-inflammatories, it'll cut the risk in half of all those diseases. It's been proven in multiple different studies. But anyway, we can catch it in a reversible stage before it's actually become a cancer with thermography. And I've designed a protocol, actually, you know, based on my book called Waking the Warrior Goddess, which means it's enlivening your inner healing intelligence. And I also designed a supplement that has 7 different dietary supplements in it, including green tea and turmeric and maitake mushrooms and grapeseed extract and vitamin D and some things from cruciferous vegetables. And we found that within 8 to 12 weeks of women taking that supplement called Protective Breast Formula, that we're getting complete reversals. So
Is this a tablet, a capsule? What is it?
It's a tablet.
Okay.
And so that's a simple way. There's other things, you know, that I recommend too. And I always, you know, I tell people, okay, there's like diet and lifestyle changes, you know, that make all the difference. But there's this horrible fact, which is that people in the United States that have had a heart attack, 90% of them go back to their original diet and lifestyle within 1 year.
Right.
So it just shows how difficult it is for people to change their diet and lifestyle. So I always say start with some dietary supplements, because we do know that they make a huge difference. So in addition to the Protective Breast Formula, another formula that I just love is something called AHCC, and it's a mushroom formula. It's kind of a specialized one because it's based on the roots or the mycelium of shiitake mushrooms, and it's made so that the molecules are extremely small, whereas in other mushroom formulas they're very big, so it's absorbed into our system more rapidly. And what they found, there's been over 100 studies done, that it's used widely in Japan, but what they found is that it stimulates every single one of the cell types in our immune system. And we know that ultimately what happens when cancer forms is that there's a breakdown in our immune system, because our immune system is always kind of scavenging and looking for foreign invaders and for cancer cells, and will eliminate them. And if something happens to our immune system, which could be a severe stress, eating bad foods, having anything that causes a dip in the immune system, and as I said before, even emotions, you know, can do that, then the cancer cells can start to grow out of control. So if you take something like AHCC, it keeps the immune system really stimulated, and it's been found to reduce the risk of various different kinds of cancers. If you have cancer, it can help to improve survival, and it's even been found to be helpful in people who are undergoing treatment with chemotherapy by taking away most of the side effects.
Well, Dr. Horner, what do breast, prostate, and colon cancer have in common?
Well, what we call them is they're all hormonally driven. So it means that hormones influence the growth of it. So in breast cancer, it's estrogen. In prostate cancer, it's testosterone. In colon cancer, there's actually an influence of all those hormones as well. So we've identified various different chemicals in plants and also chemicals that we produce that are man-made that have effects on the hormone receptors or in ways that the hormones are utilized in our bodies. And so we found that if you do things to try to modify how estrogen is used in the body, it will lower your risk of breast cancer and even prostate cancer. If you modify how you use testosterone in the body, then it will reduce the risk of prostate cancer. And then the same thing with the colon cancers as well. So it means that these tumors are actually very influenced by our diet and by our lifestyle and by our thoughts. And so we have tremendous input on whether we're going to develop the disease or not, which is the good news. In fact, about 95% of the tumors are thought to be caused by environmental factors or factors that are within our control, which is great news. So
right.
We can make a big difference. Yeah.
Well, we have more power than we think, right, Doctor?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
Well, you mentioned Japanese green tea. So what's in the green tea that's so fabulous?
So green tea is considered the number one anti-cancer beverage, and everything that we look at that has tremendous anti-cancer effects, as far as the top-notch ones, have several different things in common, and one is that they're filled with antioxidants. So antioxidants are things that take care of oxygen-free radicals, which can be these damaging byproducts from metabolism. If we have them in excess, again, they happen from excess stress or from toxins, then they start to cause damage to our cell wall and to our DNA. So they're known to be contributors to every single chronic disease, including cancers. They also are very high in anti-inflammatories, which we talked about before, too. And in fact, breast, prostate, and colon cancer are the three tumors that are considered most influenced by inflammation. And inflammation, one of the enzymes that's involved in it is called the COX-2 enzyme. And this particular enzyme is overexpressed, meaning that the tumors produce too much of this enzyme in prostate, breast, and colon cancer. And the COX-2 enzyme has some very bad effects when it comes to tumors because it'll accelerate their growth, cause them to spread to other areas of the body, and promotes all sorts of different kind of growth factors that speed up the growth. So if you block that COX-2 enzyme, and we've done experiments using pharmaceutical COX-2 enzymes, which I don't recommend because they have been found to increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. So they can kill you. Some have been pulled off the market. But there's all sorts of herbal COX-2 anti-inflammatories that can, again, cut the risk in half is what we found. And so turmeric, green tea are examples of some very powerful COX-2 anti-inflammatories, which both of them are. And then when we look on analyzing virtually every single kind of plant, which we find is that they have hundreds of what we call plant chemicals or phytochemicals in them, which don't have any nutritional value, they don't have any caloric value, but what they are like natural medicines. And in fact, drug companies will study how these various different plant chemicals work and then make pharmaceutical drugs out of them. So for instance, 60% of the chemotherapy drugs are based on plant medicines, and then they'll tell us, oh, plants don't work. It's like, I'm sorry, they do. And in fact, of all the things that we found, the number of studies on green tea, turmeric, the Indian spice that's a cousin of ginger and is that bright yellow-orange color in curry, that has over 4,000 studies that have been done, many of them in the United States, particularly at MD Anderson, which is a big cancer hospital. And like green tea, turmeric is considered the number one anti-cancer spice. It works through a variety of different mechanisms, including being a very powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and all sorts of different other types of mechanisms. And then the really cool thing is that if you combine the two together, they have synergistic effects. So we find that one will make the other one more effective. So green tea will enhance the anti-cancer effects of turmeric by 3 times, and turmeric enhances the anti-cancer effects of green tea by 8 times. So people that are going, oh, you got to eat a pound of tofu and a truckload of broccoli to get the effects, it's like, no, actually, if you food combine, invariably, when we find that you're eating healthy foods that are medicinal foods, that they have synergistic effects.
Absolutely.
So it's very simple, yeah.
Very simple. Well, it's an interesting thing. You mentioned the thermography. Now, I used to work for a pain clinic, and they use that a lot for their chronic fatigue patients. So are gynecologists, OBGYNs, do they have those types of, or where would you suggest someone go if they wanted to check for breast cancer?
Sure. So thermography is an excellent choice. Now, there's some problems. I mean, nothing's perfect. There's some problems with the fact that it has not been standardized. So there's various different kinds of cameras. Not everybody receives the same kind of training. And so it's not like you can go to, you know, the radiology department and get your thermogram done. I'll spare you the details of all the politics of it. But, you know, what's happened now is that there's various different doctors and allied health professionals that are doing thermography, and then the thermograms are sent via computer to someone who does the interpretations and has been trained specially in it. And normally what I do is just recommend that people go to a website that is an independent third-party group that certifies thermographers. So at least you know that the thermographer is somebody who has had the correct training and has gone through the certification program. And so the website is called the International Academy of Clinical Thermology is what it is, but the website is simply IAC is in clinical and T is in thermology -org.org, and you can look on there for a list of people in your state that are certified to do thermography. So that's one of the best ways to look.
Oh, that's awesome. I wonder, are you aware of the study out of Windsor University in Windsor, Canada? Ariam Pandey was the biochemist. She was working with a doctor there. They were dealing with some leukemia patients, and they happened to notice that while they had dandelion root tea, that they felt better, they got better. So the biochemist was a little skeptical, but did test the dandelion root against leukemia, and it killed leukemia. And so then she tested it against other cancers, and it seemed to kill the other cancers as well.
So
there's, I mean, I think our Creator has provided us a lot of antidotes to our
bad
lifestyle.
I mean, it's really amazing because there's so many different things. I mean, when we start looking at various different plants, we find that almost every one of them has some sort of anti-cancer effect to it, and some are more potent than others. So I kind of focus on some of those. But, you know, basically eating a plant-based diet and eating as many plants as you can. I mean, vegetarians sometimes live on cheese sandwiches, and that's not going to cut it. But as far as say vegetarians that actually eat vegetables, as many as you can get in, the better it is, because every plant is a pharmacy, and they have these synergistic reactions with each other. And then I say, in addition to that, you know, spices are all, you know, medicines, so cook with spices. And, you know, if that's too complex for you, then, you know, definitely there's the dietary supplements that you can take. And like I said, the certain ones are standouts that we know of, the turmeric, the green tea, and the mushroom formula, the AHCC, and so forth. So we can kind of stack, you know, the odds in your favor. But we definitely have everything we need, I think, in the plant world to keep us healthy, either by eating the, you know, fresh organically grown fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, or and or taking dietary supplements that can really keep our immune system extremely healthy, kill off, you know, cancer cells, just promote all sorts of physiological reactions in our body that give us the very best health.
Well, you also mentioned some of the, well, they're pretty standard, but we'll go over them because people need to hear it again, I think. Some of the things we should avoid that will encourage cancer in the system. So, of course, you know, we know sugar's not good for us, but you have some others on your list.
Yeah, well, you know, the standard American diet, a.k.a. the SAD diet, is really a promoter for terrible health. And we've seen that. You know, we look at our nation right now, and we're finding that we're getting sicker and more, much more obese, and diabetes is, you know, up just outrageously. And so what are we doing? Well, it's the food that we're consuming and the lifestyle that we have. So if you look at studies that show, you know, what does the typical American eat, unfortunately, it's fast food because it's convenient. And the fast food meal, which is composed of a burger, we can call it red meat, but it's more like an industrialized product, a bun, which is a refined carbohydrate, French fries, the number one vegetable consumed by Americans, you know, milkshakes, so we got conventional dairy with growth factors in it that promote the growth of breast, prostate, and colon cancer tremendously. And, I mean, every single aspect of that meal, you'll find that they're huge promoters of cancer, particularly breast, prostate, and colon cancer. So we eat, you know, horribly, and the, like I said, the standard American diet of the meat and the potatoes and the fast foods and everything are huge contributors. Alcohol for breast cancer, they found, if you even have one glass a day, it increases your risk by 11%, two drinks by 22 to 40%, and three drinks by 33 to 70%. And that's because it really increases estrogen in the body. And fascinatingly, breast cancer can occur in men, and the one group that has a higher incidence is male alcoholics, because they produce estrogen, you know, in their body. Men do, but it promotes that, as well as some other factors. Intake, folic acid, a B vitamin, or folate, the interchangeable terms, and they found that it cuts down tremendously on the ill effects. So then if you're going to have a glass of wine or two a day, which they found helps actually lower the risk of certain diseases and helps with longevity, it will knock out some of the ill effects and reduce your risk of breast cancer.
We're almost out of time. We got a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask you real quick if you can and take a minute, and what are your thoughts about vaccines? Do you see a link there between vaccines and cancer?
Well, you know, there's a problem. And this is the thing where, you know, unfortunately, our healthcare system is so politicized, and we're run by big corporations, and we're run by pharmaceutical companies, and so there's a tremendous amount of misinformation that gets out, which, you know, I don't even know how people look at themselves in the mirror in the morning or can live with themselves, and, you know, particularly if they have children. But so many different recommendations that we have from the traditional, you know, Western system, a lot of times I think doctors just aren't educated about it, but again, it's kind of, you know, run by big business. Those recommendations are very bad for us, and definitely vaccines can fall into that category. We've, you know, seen a link potentially with autism, you know, in children. They've got mercury that are oftentimes, you know, found in it. We've, you know, you look at like the swine flu vaccine that killed, you know, hundreds of people. You know, there's just lots of things that come out where it's like it's not really necessary, you know, for us, but they're trying to promote, you know, their products.
So let me jump in there and ask you, because they're coming out with that pre-pandemic bird flu thing. And
to me, it's just ridiculous. It's like what you need to do, it's not the bug. This was Pasteur that came up with this, too. It's the environment.
Okay.
So it's like if you make yourself as healthy as you can, if you keep your immune system in the best possible health that you can by getting enough rest, you know, practicing a stress-reducing technique daily like meditation, yoga, eating a diet that's high in plants, taking, you know, some dietary supplements. Again, the AHCC formula is great for your immune system, things like that. Surrounding yourself with wonderful people that love and support you, that's one of the things they found has some of the biggest influence.
Well, tell us real quick how we can find more about your book, because we're out of time.
So go to my website, drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com,
and Christine's going to... you're going to be my guest on Saturday, August the 4th on GCN, so do tune in for that. Thank you so much, Christine.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.